beginning by tuning into how your pose feels. Check in how you're sitting or lying, with a sense of the spine being tall and straight, but not rigid. Noticing how the shoulders feel, letting them soften now. Noticing the weight of the body, wherever it's making contact with the surface you're on. Noticing your feet, wherever they're resting. And so we'll move into our mindfulness practice. This is Sally Dunn. And as we get settled and begin to observe the moving breath and the movement of that living breath, noticing it in the nostrils or wherever we feel it in the body, we'll just observe the next few breaths as they flow in and out without effort. And the intention of our practice this evening is to consider that idea of rootedness, that sense of stability and strength that we might bring to the body and to our practice here. As we meditate in a moment on the idea of a tree, a mighty tree, tall, reaching up into the heavens with its branches, which are yet leafless, and a sense of the roots of our tree burrowing down into the ground, into the clay, into the soil. Maybe a central taproot burrowing down, or maybe spreading branches and spreading roots, creating a deep anchor for the tree. And considering your own motivation for this practice, why might this be of benefit? Why might this be of benefit for you in this moment and for the people around you? And so the breath is flowing in and out, and we have a sense of our contact with the seat and with the chair, with our feet on the ground. And we feel the movement of breath flowing smoothly in and out. And whether you choose to count the breath or just observe the flow, or feel perhaps your hand resting on the abdomen so you can observe the rise and fall, whatever way helps you become really one with the breath, that flowing action, that flowing movement of breath moving in, breath moving out. And to begin to settle the mind, we might like to count the in and out breath equally. 3 or 4 in the in-breath, 3 or 4 in the out-breath. But some people find that a little bit rigid, maybe. Or for others, it really is helpful. So see for you if it's going to work for you this evening, or just that sense of the hand resting on the belly and watching the rise and fall of the breath. So sensing into the body and into the senses as we sit. The feeling of the natural weight of the body. What do those sensations feel like wherever your back is resting? Or the feeling of the hips, wherever they're making contact. Maybe even noticing if there's an evenness between the left and the right hip. Or where the legs are resting. So letting the sensations of the body help us stay present in the moment. So that when thoughts come in, as they're bound to do, we won't run off thinking about those thoughts. We'll just let those thoughts float on by. No matter how interesting the thoughts are, we're going to bring our attention back to the feeling of the body resting here. And the feeling of the breath in the nostrils. So that our body becomes an anchor for our attention. And we might let that out-breath now become a little longer as we let go the counting, if you've been using it. The out-breath helping us settle a bit more, allowing us to encourage the body to make more contact with the surface. And we might notice where there might be some holding in the body. Is it around the jaw area? Can we let go the jaw and separate the back teeth? Is it in the forehead or the space between the eyebrows? Can we soften here? Maybe there's a holding in the shoulders. Or maybe somewhere in the back or the hips. If there's a tightness or a soreness, can we send our warm out-breath to that place as we soothe and relax and release with each out-breath? And as the body releases on each out-breath, the mind releases involvement with thinking and begins to settle. And we might bring in the image or the feeling of a tree. If you can picture a tree, maybe one that you know in your locality, or maybe one that you can create in your mind's eye. Or just that felt sense of what it might be like to be standing looking at a tree. Observing its tall, broad trunk, and how the branches splay out, reaching upwards. Each branch subdividing into smaller branches and even smaller branches. Even the little twigs at the end of the branches and those leaf buds all waiting to open. And having a sense, if it feels comfortable, to embody this tree and to imagine the feeling of that trunk and the branches. And then to feel down into our roots. What would that feel like for our roots to burrow down into the earth, seeking out nutrients and water? And those big roots branching out into smaller and smaller roots. And those smaller and smaller roots burrowing through the clay, through the earth. Coming up against big rocks, they find a way to go around the rocks. And those tiny little fibrous roots subdividing off those little roots, seeking out nourishment. And what would it be like to imagine drawing up nourishment through our roots? Drawing nourishment up into the trunk of our tree, as that sap rises up the tree trunk, traveling up to the branches, all the way down to every little twig, to every little bud, nourishing our branches as our branches reach up to the sky. And soon our leaves will open and spread, reaching up to the light. And soon we'll be drawing in the sunlight into our leaves, creating energy to feed the tree. And in time, our leaves will begin to turn as autumn comes, and those leaves will drop, and those leaves will nourish the ground, which will further nourish the soil from which we're drawing up our nutrients. And feeling the rootedness of those deep roots, the stability of the tree, the strength of the tree. What does that feel like? And resting with that image of the tree, embodied part of that tree, as we rest now for the next few breaths. drawing in strength and stability. Strength and stability. Breathing in strength, and as we breathe out, feeling our stability as our roots ground into the earth. As we bring the practice gently to a close, seeing if we can bring in that image of the tree and hold it. Hold it inside, or just in our imagination, so that maybe we can call that image up again whenever we need it. Knowing that it will bring many benefits to us as we go about our day, and those benefits will spread out to those who we meet in ever-increasing circles.